Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. Last week, we heard from Donnie, a young African-American man who grew up in East Baltimore. He told us the story of how he turned to selling drugs when he was only 14, as a way to gain financial independence and autonomy from his mother, a single parent with whom he was having problems.
Because, see, my mother was so wrapped up in trying to make sure our lives was better in the future that, you know, I guess as a parent, you don't look at it until you see that your young head kid and then they just work and work and don't spend time. That's when they start noticing, was I that kind of parent? Like, it was never no trust between me and her. I think this might just my personal opinion. It had a lot to do with the men she dealt with, too. Because, you know, you're trying to look for a father figure for your son, I guess. She had a lot of, I think she had a lot of men that brought her down that didn't meet her standards. And in the process of that, her trying to find a man and trying to manage working, I slipped off. I went my own way, because a lot of the men I didn't like. But what could I do?
So Donnie slipped off and went his own way. But where did that search for autonomy really take him?
Now, I was still in school. I was in the 10th grade, matter of fact, up Lake Clifton. I was still going to school. I had got into a fight. And for the result of that was I got it, not expelled, but they put me in the school called Woodburn. All kids with behavior problems, which I said I had a temper. But when I started really selling cocaine, heroin. But in the year, I think it was the year of 99, I got incarcerated. My father came and got me. But my mother told me to call him because she wasn't going to come get me. So I called him. He came and got me. And he came and got me. He let me out. Him and his wife and his family. So I went to court. My mother told the court system to keep me. I was 16. She told him to keep me. Her theory was, quote unquote, you better off locked up than on the streets, dead, or in a real jail, but you never coming home. So, and I ain't agree with that. And that brought a lot of animosity and hatred towards her. When I say hatred, just my feelings of, it was just emotionally abandoned. Not saying that I didn't love my mother, but I didn't want any dealings with her. I did not want any dealings with her at all. So I was a juvie. I was in Boys Village first. I sat there like 6 months waiting for my placement. They sent me out to Bolingbrook Preparatory School. That's out Keymon, Maryland, and like Westminster, not too far from there. Stayed out there for almost 18 months. And everything went good out there as far as the training school, as far as just getting away from the city, because I always say I probably would have wound up dead anyway or something, because I was doing a lot of devious things.
Donnie didn't wind up dead, but he was in the juvenile system until he was almost 21. What happened when he got out? Join us next week to find out. Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips through a grant from OSI Baltimore. Investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. To hear more of these stories, visit us on the web at centerforemergingmedia.com or email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.